I'm really hoping that this phone... hang on, whose voice is that? I'm really hoping... No, it's still not my voice. So, I've not got up long, probably about 15-20 minutes. So, I'm unlubricated with food and drink yet this morning. But, heading down to the Lace Market from Snenton. And, went to bed quite late last night. Time just flew away with us, really. About half 12, 1 o'clock. And, just literally got up just past 8. And like I said, I'm heading down to the Lace Market to go to Lace Market House to get on my desktop, as I have two themes to get finished. And get over the scripts for each of the videos that we're recording for my go-kart. And also finish uploading, I think we've got like 6 files left, probably 7, for Buddy's podcast, for the bit time. So I want to get those out of the way today. I want to get those 3 things done today before I head home, where I believe my next door neighbour has signed for my router. And then I've got a little barbecue thing tonight, and tomorrow will be all about paperwork and getting all papers in order for going over to Housing Aid on Monday in Derby to see if we can get something resolved or some communication going between solicitors and various people about the house. Otherwise, I need to come up with an action plan pretty darn quickly for getting my stuff, my settee and bits and pieces out of the house. And then, I don't know actually what the situation will be, but resolutions will be resolutions, whatever they may be. Had a really great email out of the blue yesterday, which couldn't have come at a better time, from Living Arcs, Christina at Living Arcs, about the Ark, because I have been thinking about it quite a lot, and then chanting about the idea of having somewhere else. And it looks like we could be working together on social media for the house, which is great. I've got 3 retainers, or 3 people, projects that I really, really enjoy and really can talk about passionately without sort of trying to fake it, you know. Bullies Podcast, I love Jason to bits, and I love the fact that he's made content for the last 5 years and is in over 100 countries. It's a really good base blueprint to make distribution systems to make it bigger. I love the My Go Card because it allows people to live digitally inclusive, because it gives you the ability, if you can't get a bank account, to have a prepaid MasterCard so you can put money onto it or have money paid into it via BACS or various things like that, send money between cards. I like all of that stuff, and I need the card, so it's not like it's a service that I'm ping just because it is what it is. And then the third one, you know, the Living Arcs. I want to live in one. I want one of these Living Arcs. I want to be able to not be totally off the grid, but get used to that lifestyle of being able to live more minimally, and, you know, adjust the way I live so that I don't have a £500, £600, £700 mortgage like I was had before when I was self-employed, because I was struggling to pay it. No matter how good my job would be, I would constantly have this thing hanging over my head about paying the mortgage, and that's difficult to pay on your own. So, yeah,